Hello. My name is Dr. Richard Fleming. I'm a physicist, nuclear cardiologist, and an attorney. For the last 53 years of my life, I've been involved in scientific research. Like many of you, in 2019, my world changed. As all of us became painfully aware of a new virus spreading around the world, and with the advent of 2020, a pandemic that would shut down all nations, all travel, and all economies. I began an investigation looking at the cause of this disease and treatments. It's fair to say that in 1994, I introduced at the American Heart Association meetings the very theory that explained how viruses like SARS-CoV-2 could produce a disease like COVID-19. I also developed a method called the Fleming method to measure what's going on inside the body so that we could determine how severe the disease was and which treatments were working. In the process of carrying out that investigation, I, like you, asked some very fundamental questions. The primary one being, where did this virus come from? And more importantly, was it naturally occurring? Or was it man-made? In a book I've written called Is COVID-19 a Bioweapon? A Scientific and Forensic Investigation, I'm going to share with you the information I've learned. I'm going to begin by explaining what gain of function is, the ability of scientists and researchers to take a virus and make it more infective and more harmful. More importantly than that, we're going to look at a series of papers that were published in the medical and scientific research literature that shows exactly how this virus was made and by whom. We're going to look at the patents that were given and who benefits from those patents. And we're going to look and find the sources of funding, who paid for the development of SARS-CoV-2 that would produce the disease COVID-19, shut down the planet, and who's responsible for telling you that treatments don't work and that vaccines do. We're going to link up these people and show you that the very people who helped fund and develop and launch this bioweapon are the very same people that are telling you there are no treatments and you must use this vaccine. As we go through this book, I'm going to share some astonishing information, all of which you can validate and verify on your own, presuming they haven't removed it from the internet. That being said, I've saved the original sources and shared them with the publisher and attorneys so that when it comes time to address these crimes against humanity, the record will still be intact. This is Dr. Richard Fleming. I hope you enjoy reading this book and sharing the information with your friends and family. The questions that you've been asking, you have a right to get the answers to, and this book provides those answers.